You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony, Dolly Parton hopes to pose for Playboy for her 75th birthday.
I'm Tony Kornheiser. Me too. That's why I plank.
Yeah, I'm sure. Dolly Parton, yeah. 75. Yeah, look, you've loved Dolly Parton your whole adult life, right? Tell the truth.
Yeah, I like her. I think she's really good. I think she's a terrific singer.
Talented woman.
Love to watch her in movies, like her a lot. I don't know if she's planking. I'm planking. Ask me how much I did the other day. You don't even know what planking is. You don't even know what it is. You think it's plankton.
Duck plank.
That stuff at the bottom of a fish tank.
46 defense, duck plank. That's all, only plank I know.
That's different. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Chiefs handle the Patriots. The Yankees are putting up big numbers, and the Heat try to even things up with the Lakers. But we begin today with Aaron Rodgers throwing four touchdown passes as the Packers beat the winless Falcons 30-16. The Packers are now 4-0. And Rodgers has thrown 13 touchdowns and no interceptions. He has the highest quarterback rating in the NFL, and all we hear is Russell Wilson, Patrick Mahomes, and Josh Allen. Wilbon, is Rodgers the best of them all?
No, not necessarily. And you know, I love Rodgers. I got to say, Tony, when I was hearing about this last night, I couldn't help but think of you first. Because you had Rodgers going in and demanding a trade before game two.
Yep.
You had him and Matt LaFleur, you know, like being Rams butting heads and not getting along. And right now, you look absurdly wrong because Rodgers is doing what he does. He's doing what he does. This is his thing. No, he's not better right now than Russell Wilson. He's not better right now than Josh Allen. I would put Mahomes, even though he's the MVP and like the presumptive MVP for this year, too, I'd put him fourth in that group. But no, Rodgers is in that group and no one has separated himself yet, and it may take weeks.
Well, let me give you some statistics. Rodgers, 13 touchdowns, zero interceptions. Wilson, 16 touchdowns, but two interceptions. Allen, 12 touchdowns, one interception. Mahomes, 11-0. But Rodgers is the only one in that group whose coach drafted a quarterback in the game sooner rather than later. That's exactly right. Because Andy Reid loves Mahomes, right? And Pete Carroll loves Wilson. And that muscle-bound guy in Buffalo probably loves Josh Allen. But I'm waiting. Yes, I am waiting for Rodgers to go and knock on LaFleur's door and say, get me out of here. I hate your guts. Yes, I am waiting for that.
Well, you know what may happen before he does that? They could get to the Super Bowl, and then how silly would you look then? You would just double down.
I don't think I look silly.
You, of course you do. Because they're doing is working now. And nobody's mentioning this love kid. Only you. You're the only one outside of Wisconsin, of the cheesehead state, obsessed with this theme. The fact is Aaron Rodgers is doing what we know him to do. Tony, I will say this. It just seems to me like the Packers, in a way, failed Aaron Rodgers in some of these other years when he was great and they didn't have the personnel out there that they should have had out there. And I don't know if I'm going to blame Mike McCarthy for all of that. Probably not. But Rodgers is great. Is he, again, has he separated himself from Josh Allen and from Russell Wilson and even from Patrick Mahomes? No, but there's plenty of time for that.
Let me go over this one more time with Matt LaFleur. Matt LaFleur's career record right now is 17-3. After 20 games, that's the second greatest number of all time.
Brown.
The only guy with a bigger number, hold on, the only guy with a bigger number is George Seifert, and he inherited Bill Walsh's teams. He is now tied with Paul Brown. Do you think Paul Brown would have drafted Jordan Love if he had Aaron Rodgers? Because I don't think he would have.
Be careful about that, because executives that you and I hold in great reverence, they did stuff like trade Wilt. I mean, they did stuff, and just because you don't remember it, don't be a prisoner of the moment, you millennial you.
He's
the
throwing touchdowns to a tight end from Indiana State who's got a man bun. He's already got five touchdowns.
Stop obsessing. The early game last night, which we're going to try to get to, it's going to be late tonight before we get to this if Tony keeps interrupting, featured the Chiefs beating the Pats. The result wasn't a surprise given that the virus left New England without Cam Newton and forced the team to fly in earlier the same day, that morning. But what some found surprising was how long Bill Belichick's team hung in there before Tyrann Mathieu intercepted a ball off the hands of Julian Edelman, nice job, and returned it for a touchdown. Tone, did you find the Chiefs' win to be impressive?
Let me start with this. The Chiefs covered at 14, so they obviously covered at 7. So you owe me a round of golf anywhere in the country that I want. Okay, so you're not dealing with El Stupido right now. Now, was I impressed? No, I was not. Because the Patriots, it was a 3-point game in the fourth quarter. And Brian Hoyer made two terrible plays inside the red zone. Once he got sacked, and he didn't have any timeouts at the end of the first half. And once he got stripped of the ball and sacked, and so they could have had at least 6 points, maybe as many as 14. And what happened was he got benched. When was the last time Belichick benched a quarterback? Maybe in Cleveland. There's no doubt
think of one.
That Cam Newton's lack of ability to play in that game because of the diagnosis hurt that team. No, the Patriots, the Chiefs were not that impressive, no.
No, they weren't, Tony. And what's interesting is they haven't been truly impressive yet this season. They were against Baltimore. I take that back. But in three of the four games,
Baltimore bad.
I said Baltimore, I'm going to make an exception for. Three out of the four, no. And it's okay because they are now that team getting the best shot that everybody has when they walk out there. I mean, you know, they're getting everybody's. And they're having to go against Belichick. I don't care who he had playing quarterback. You mentioned the last time he benched somebody. Doesn't Drew Bledsoe come to mind? I mean, the details of it are sketchy to me at
this
point.
He was hurt, Mike. He was hurt.
Was he hurt?
I mean,
so he never benched Bledsoe straight up, healthy Bledsoe?
Not benched. No.
Okay.
No.
But, Tony, it's okay. I think that Kansas City will be better for this. I think they'll be better for being pushed and challenged and having to grind out these games as opposed to just blowing everybody out, you know, for like 7-1. I don't think that helps this team in terms of following up with a Super Bowl.
I agree with that. But they also got lucky last night. There was that one play where Mahomes, it was either a fumble or a pass that went right into the Patriots guy, and they said he was in the grasp, and they got very lucky in that. That should have been a turnover.
I agree
The Yankees got 4 home runs last night, giving them 11 through 3 playoff games. They chased former Cy Young winner Blake Snell, and they beat Tampa 9-3. The last 4 runs came on a 9th-inning grand slam by Giancarlo Stanton, who now has 3 homers in 3 playoff games. Wilbon, does a healthy Stanton make this a different Yankee team?
Probably, Tony. Anytime you have that kind of menacing bat in the middle of your lineup when he's healthy, which seems to be not all that often for the Yankees, it helps you. But, Tony, beating Snell and Bieber the way they did, I mean, look, you and I are from the old baseball school that says, I'll take a great pitcher. Great pitching is going to be great hitting, and particularly in October, and we are now in October. So there's too much time and too many rounds left, too many playoff games remaining. This is not the October of 1930s when you played one series and Ruth and Garrett came out and smoked you and you went home with another trophy in a ticker tape parade. It's not that. So there's too much time to go to declare them to me omnipotent, but it's pretty damn impressive so far.
So what I will say is, last night, Tampa, I believe, wasted a great opportunity in this regard. They got 3 runs off Gerrit Cole in 6 innings, including 2 home runs. You got to beat Gerrit Cole if you get 3 off him because he's a great pitcher. He opened the playoffs with 13 strikeouts, and in the month of September, just last month, his ERA was 1. So to me, you've got to win that game. In terms of Stanton, the last 2 years, Stanton has been a complete waste of money.
He's only
played, Mike, in 41 out of 222 games. He's had 7 home runs in 2 seasons. But if he's healthy and Aaron Judge, with a flick of his wrist, hits a line drive into the stands, how do you beat them with that?
Tony, you can beat them. You covered Yankees teams with Reggie Jackson in the middle of
the
lineup.
Right.
And by the way, they won, 2 or 3, whatever it was. They won 3.
They won World Series. They did.
Tony, but still, they didn't win every year. I mean, I still believe, I don't believe it's just some old axiom. I believe in it. I believe in it in practice, that great pitching is going to beat great hitting in October. The Yankees still have teams to conquer, and people can either pitch around or smartly get through. Even Stanton and Judge and company. And I say in company because it's more than just those two. I mean, it is something of a murderer's row if those guys are healthy and all in there. Mike, but I'm going to take great pitching, Tony, before the month is over.
And I would too. But they've got 31 runs in three games at the moment. I understand how they were 16-6 in a regular season. I don't understand how they then went 5-15 because their DNA is to bang it out. Let's take a break. Coming up, Jimmy Butler had an incredible game on Sunday night. Can he do it again tonight?
And the Dodgers are the big favorites, but will the young and exciting Padres pull the upset?
Later, ask me about Stanton in Petco Park, where in 18 games, he's got 22 RBI and 9 career home runs.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
It's time for Toss Up, where I play the role of the Colts defense and Wilbon plays the role of Nick Foles. That's funny.
You didn't know the What's Colts first? Had a defense until I told you yesterday.
Toss Up, who'll have the better game tonight, LeBron or Jimmy?
Okay, so I'm trying to make sure that I say this correctly. I am not talking about statistically, because Jimmy Butler may well have the better game statistically. What he did the other night, the 40, the 11, and the 13 is spectacular in the playoffs. But you know I'm going to pick LeBron because of the way LeBron gets his team ready after a loss.
Yep.
They have lost 3 times so far in the playoffs, and each time they came back with a win, and each time he fed the bulldog, and the bulldog was Anthony Davis. So in those 3 games, Anthony Davis went 33-9. LeBron's numbers, 21-9-8 in those games, are actually below his averages most of the time. But I think LeBron puts it on his shoulders in a way that other people don't and maybe can't. So I'm going to say LeBron, with no disrespect to Jimmy Butler, who may have better numbers.
Well, Tony, once again, you know who my favorite player in this league is, and part of it is because of the way Jimmy Butler, said player, plays against LeBron. I mean, he goes against basketball royalty, all-time royalty, and he's right in there. 18-19 is his record. But, Tony, the underestimated thing about LeBron, the underappreciated thing about, yes, even LeBron James, is the way he prepares, the way he takes what happened in the previous game or practices and changes it, morphs it, adjusts it, makes it fit what is coming the next game. LeBron's basketball intellect is enormous, and it's underappreciated. And if you listened to him last night, and I did, that's all he talked about. They were great. We weren't. I'm the point guard of this team. I can't have 8 turnovers. We are going to look at the film, study this, and figure out a way to be terrific in the next game, meaning tonight. And LeBron's going to be great. But I'm not going to say Jimmy Butler's not going to be great, Tony. They got to get something from Bam. They got to get not a big performance from Bam. They got to get meaningful minutes from Bam if he can play. We don't know that yet. Tony, LeBron's going to be great. That one thing I think we agree on.
Thank you. Next.
Toss up. Their divisional series starts tonight. Who you got, the Padres or the Dodgers?
So you mentioned Bam Adebayo, and you want something out of him. The Padres are starting Mike Clevinger. That changes the calculation on this whole thing. I don't know how good he can be. I don't know if his elbow is going to hold up. If it does, that's great for the Padres. The Dodgers have been very good against Fernando Tatis Jr. this season. His OPS against all other teams is 1,000. His OPS against the Dodgers is 629. He's 3 hits in his last 28 at-bats against the Dodgers. I think, and you know this, I think the Dodgers are a great team made greater by Mookie Betts. So I am going to take the Dodgers.
Tony, the question for me is whether the Padres, like you mentioned the basketball comparison, sort of like Denver, let's just say, can improve, you know, late in this season, in the postseason. Can they improve? Can they catch the Dodgers? There's not much room. I'm going to the glasses, too. Tony, the Dodgers are number one in the National League in ERA. The Padres are number 3. The Dodgers, number 2 in OPS. Padres, number 4. The Dodgers, number 1 in runs scored. Padres, number 3. And so there's not much ground to make up. Clevinger came over in that deal. And you're right, Tony. It sort of changes the calculus. The Dodgers still have to be favored. But if Clevinger can give them that sort of game, which they are young and talented and full of themselves, and I mean that in a complimentary way, at least in this context, this is not to be just sort of handed over on a platter to the Dodgers. This is the series I am looking forward to most this postseason.
I will just say 1 is better than 3 and 2 is better than 4. The Dodgers have the advantages in those numbers. That's it. Nice win, Tony. Let's take one last break, but still to come, a special day in the life of Trevor Lawrence.
And Novak Djokovic hits another linesperson. That's a tease.
I also worry about Bueller because he's had blisters on his throwing hand. You know, he goes tonight. How long can he go? How long can Clevinger go tonight?
Game worth watching.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Happy time, people. Happy 21st birthday, Trevor Lawrence. He's the Clemson quarterback now and the obvious number one pick in the NFL draft next spring. So the big question is, who's going to get him? Leaders in the clubhouse at 0-4 are the Falcons, the Texans, the Jets, and the Giants. Hard to see the Falcons giving up on Matt Ryan or the Texans giving up on Deshaun Watson. That leaves Daniel Jones and Sam Darnold vulnerable. But some 1-3 teams could get in the chase like the Jaguars. As a freshman, Lawrence led Clemson to the national championship. As a sophomore, he got Clemson back there, but lost to Joe Burrow and LSU, the only loss of his college career. Just last Saturday, Lawrence was 25-38 for 329 yards and 3 touchdowns against Virginia. In 3 games this season, Lawrence is completing 73.3% of his passes, gaining 11.3 yards per pass attempt, and he has 7 touchdowns and no interceptions. If you want to see him against a top-flight opponent, number 1 Clemson hosts number 7 Miami on Saturday.
Tony, you know that freshman season of his was about the greatest season I think I've ever seen of a college quarterback at any time. But let me just say this. No, Houston's not going to give up on Deshaun Watson. But Matt Ryan's going to be 36 years old around draft time. when Atlanta may have to make such a decision. So I'm not counting that out.
Okay. Happy anniversary, Colorado Buffaloes. On this day 30 years ago, the referees in the Colorado-Missouri game lost track of the downs late in the game because the chain crew had failed to flip from second to third down after a run by Eric Bieniemy. In a furious finish, Colorado quarterback Charles Johnson spiked the ball to stop the clock on what was actually fourth down. So on what was actually fifth down, Johnson ran over tackle into the end zone to give Colorado the win at the buzzer, 33-31. By then, the referees had noticed the error in downs and caucused for some 20 minutes before declaring the touchdown valid. The officials insisted Colorado attempt the extra point in case a kick was blocked and Missouri returned it for 2 points. Johnson took a knee rather than risk anything untoward, and the game ended. Colorado finished that season 11-1-1 and got a share of the national championship. As a side note, Eric Bieniemy is now offensive coordinator for the Super Bowl champion Chiefs.
Tony, you know, it had such an impact in the season because Colorado won a share, split championship, and they split it with Georgia Tech and Bobby Ross, a coach I know and admire. And it's just amazing how infamous this game has become and the impact it had. I mean, could that happen today? What would happen today with things like replay and challenges and all the things we have in the culture? I can't believe that result would stand today.
Happy trails to another default by Novak Djokovic. Talk about deja vu. You'll remember Djokovic was defaulted from the U.S. Open when he hit a ball in anger, and that ball hit a lines judge in the throat and knocked her down. Yesterday, Djokovic hit another lines judge in the head. The difference this time was that it happened during a point. Djokovic reached to return a serve against Karen Kacharov, and the ball went straight into the line judge's face. Boom. Djokovic said afterwards, quote, "I'm trying to find the lines person and see if he's okay. He had a little bit of a bruise and redness where the ball hit him. I hope he's fine. Obviously, because of what happened in New York, people will make a story out of this," unquote, as we are doing right now. Djokovic, the top seed, is now into the quarters. He hasn't dropped a set in 4 matches and only 25 games in the 12 sets he has played.
That's what makes what happened in New York so stupid. When Djokovic is on his kind of roll, Tony, I mean, he can win anything. He can win. He could win. He's not going to win all four in a year if they were played. But he can beat anybody at any time. And he just wasted an opportunity at the U.S. Open because we see how he's going now. He's probably not going to lose.
One error, Wilbon said the Reggie Jackson Yankees got 3 World Series. They got 2 in 77 and 78.
I went back to 2. He got 5. Did he get 5 total, Reggie, your boy?
Yeah, with the A's. He got a bunch with the A's. Here we go to the big finish. Ian Rappaport says the Titans had no positive tests again this morning, so their facility might reopen tomorrow. Your thoughts?
Tony, they come in with a big game. I just hope that people stay healthy. It's early in the week. Let's not get crazy. I hope no positives is the way the whole week is going to go. Ryan Fitzpatrick will start again this week for the 1-3 Dolphins. Right call, or should it be Tua time?
I like Ryan Fitzpatrick, but I think you got to think about Tua. Look at Joe Burrow. He's starting and he's doing very well. You got to think about Tua now. NHL draft tonight, what intrigues you?
Tony, there's a guy named Quentin Byfield, who is a centerman, who could be the highest drafted black player ever if he goes in the top 3. Pennsylvania will allow the Steelers to have 5,500 fans in the stadium when they host the Eagles on Sunday. Is that a big deal?
No, 5,500, not a big deal, but it's nice. It's a good gesture. If they're out there, stay safe. Last one, the Seattle Storm can sweep the Las Vegas Aces tonight, win the WNBA title. Do you like their chances?
Tony, I don't want to see any sweeps. I want drama. You got to have back and forth, so I don't want to see a sweep.
Time, Tony.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads.